How's it going? How you been?
Let's get started.
What's scrapping?
Yo, yo.
You are now tuned in to Aljo the Funk Master. Watch your grill, you'll get knocked out cold fast. And talking shit, now we talking facts. Where the mountain off the back, you in trouble, came to burst your bubble. I don't shelter punches, they find home on your mind about a double. This the weekly scraps. You don't need a map, GPS, I'm right here to lead a dash. The world doesn't know it needs, but I grow disease. Planet, fuck a name and a fame. Only legacy remains. Remember the name, Aljamain Sterling.
It ain't shit,
what's up,
it ain't
guys?
Motherfucker. Welcome back to the weekly scraps. This is the home edition back in Long Island. I'm here with some of my friends. Thank you, sir. I got my guy, one of my best friends from middle school, Tip. Still hang out, obviously. Clearly, I still like the guy. And we have Money Making Mitch over here, who's one of my roommates right now over here in the island. So far, so good. This is kind of like a fun episode. A couple of things we wanted to talk about. Mitch, what do you do for work again?
So I'm actually a loan officer. That's what I stick to. So I handle all the mortgages, the finances, purchase, refinance, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else you do?
I like to play with, you know, a little stock sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I got friends who got friends and, you know. I get alerts, you know what I'm saying? Between the crypto, regular shit. I'm actually starting a Webull. Actually, I was going to get the TD Ameritrade and then get the Thinkorswim, but someone put me on free game. Got to get the Webull. They actually opened an hour earlier, apparently.
What is a Webull?
Yeah, for starters, I don't even know what that is.
I don't know
what that is.
I have no idea what that is.
So you start... I was going to start a TD Ameritrade account.
Okay.
That's what TD account, you know, TD.
Like the E-Trade.
It's like a trading account, basically.
Yeah. So you have that, but then they have like the real time, like you need to get the app for the app. Like they won't even tell you this shit. This is dumb as fuck. But yeah, so you got it. So similar thing, but with Chase. Because I have Chase.
Okay.
And they're like, yo, most people who really get money, hypothetically, right, is going through the Webull. And then some people use the TD Ameritrade.
So you use both or you use one?
Well, you want to have your bread in, hypothetically, in one account.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So is Webull like cheaper than E-Trade or something like that? Because I know usually like when you trade stocks is like $4.95. That's like the standard fee.
You could look into it for 100%. I'm not going to be like the guy who's, you know, I'm not the Webull. Plug, feel me? It's not like a sponsored by...
No, I'm saying because you use it. So I'm saying...
Yeah, they should pay me. This is pretty solid. But, I don't know if it's like 100% like free or whatever. They don't have like...
Yeah.
They be advertising like it sounds really good. I'm in. But, you make a lot of money doing that shit.
But you use them.
I'm starting it, literally.
Oh, you haven't started using it
I was doing Robinhood and then I have Coinbase.
Okay.
For the crypto.
Yo, speaking of crypto.
Well, you go.
No, it's just crazy. I don't know if you follow it. You got Coinbase?
I follow crypto a little bit. I'm not really heavily invested. I know people who are heavily invested and people talk about it around me, but
yeah. So you don't have any at all?
As a group, we have a little group where we do have a little investment in crypto, but personally, no.
So how does the group work? Like,
more so, it's a group. It's my brother and a few friends of his, we put money together and we actually bought half a coin probably like 3 months ago when it was 15.
Oh,
when it was fit down, when it was, oh, wow. 15.
Nice. That's good.
Are you lit right now? Y'all lit right now.
Yeah, we're up, dog.
Now it's like 25, 20.
No, it was like 27 this morning. It's like 26 now.
Basically, it was like hitting almost 28 or something. Silly shit like that.
It's kind of fun. We wish you invested more, but. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm more so like, I just read.
That's the game though, man. That's the game.
More so like, I'm saying, this is what we should do. I'm not in the chat heavily like, hey guys, yeah, let's.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it. More so I'm just.
So do you check the numbers often at all?
Honestly, no. Like more so they put checking in it.
Yeah.
Like, yo, Bitcoin is this amount this day. Like, yo.
That's kind of lit though. So you guys got a group. So how does that work? Like, are you telling everyone how much to invest? Are they telling you how much to invest?
It's a group thing because everyone's money's involved. It's a group thing. It's not like.
It's like monthly though. Monthly donations, weekly donations.
The money's already the money has been raised already. So
okay.
At this point, we have the funds. It's just more so agreeing to what are we going to do with the funds.
You guys go crazy? Like, to raise the funds? Like, did you guys start with a crazy number? Like, let's go 10,000 each, something like that? Or
not too crazy. I think it was more of a gradual thing. And
yeah,
we met some good people that were able to actually, it's kind of funny how everything works. But there's a lot of ways to actually get money, free money.
Oh, yeah.
Free money in this world. And we met some people who were able to bless us, and some was raised, and yeah, we made it work, man.
Oh, so you, got the plug. So you the plug.
I'm not the plug.
Pretty
I'm
dope.
Not the
That's
plug.
Pretty dope.
No, you're the plug.
Not That's the plug. Dope. I'm trying to get next to the plug.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand this more so I can.
Try to be the plug. I want to be the plug. You know what I'm saying?
I really want to get like, stocks, though. Really
That's the move.
That's pretty dope, though. I have a little bit. So I got my own crypto experience, and when it first started, let me not say that. When it was getting hot. So my dumb ass goes and buys Litecoin, Ethereum, all the other stuff that's supposed to be like, oh, this is gonna, it's gonna run. It's gonna run. I'm telling you, these things got legs, eight legs, it's running. And one of my friends, he's like a party promoter. He's like, bro, I made like 300 bands. I'm like, oh, you lit. He's like, yo, of crypto. But he told me, he's like, buy Litecoin, buy Ethereum, buy Bitcoin. I was like, yo, Bitcoin is way too much right now. So long story short, just to get to, so he's telling me to buy the Litecoin. The Litecoin was at like 140 something when I jumped in. Now it dropped down to like, when they all took a hit.
It was still doing good.
It ran back now, bought it at the high.
Oh, you were, okay.
So when it took a hit,
you're looking at it like.
it's dying.
It was only $5,000 though, so I wasn't too pressed about it. But at the same time, I was left with about $500. And I'm finally up to like 680, 690 and flirting around there. Like $690 from 5,000. So I got hit. Like someone hit me over the head, stole my wallet, stole my pants. And I went home.
You stuck through it. A lot of people like still stick through it. You better not sell it.
At this point.
Hopefully it rises.
And well, I bought some other ones too.
Do you think it would rise? Like the knowledge that's in this?
All right. So I actually had someone ask me this question today. I spoke with somebody today. It came up, whatever. But basically, if it already went down so much to the point where it's like actually not coming back, you can just sell it. Just sell it, bro. Yeah, but if there's, again, this is another one. With the Webull and the TD Ameritrade, they have lines over the charts. And it literally tells you, like, if it hits that line, one of them could be a runner. So if it's a runner, that means it's hitting the top line and it's going to go up. Like that, you're about to make mad bread. You know what I'm saying? And then there's another one. I forget the exact terminology. Could literally pull it up. Don't quote me.
Attack this man.
Yeah, right? This guy's an idiot. This guy's not the money man. No. there's like a bottom line. And then if it hits that line, it's like it's either over for you. You have to watch. It'll be in real time. Like, you literally have to watch. Be like, oh, shit. And then it'll bounce up or bounce down. And you're like, yo.
Graveyard.
You know? So.
Yeah.
Again,
even now, so I sold some of the Litecoin and some of the Ethereum, and I bought Bitcoin Cash, stupid. And I bought it's just another one of the things in the
Coinbase. It's like an Ethereum
that people are
but I don't
to
understand.
Buy Ripple. Like,
what's the difference between the actual Bitcoin and all these like off brands?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. And that's where like I guess I need to do my research. I'm just so confused with
supposedly
that.
Some things like, could be used for some other like purchasing power, but it's like, well, Bitcoin is the guy.
So
why are we buying these other ones? That's the way I look at it, because I thought about the same thing.
Like, isn't that a ripoff?
They said maybe the other ones might run.
More than Bitcoin?
That's what I you know what, man? In hindsight, it's 2020, but
yeah.
I already made a mistake. Took the plunge.
You live and you learn.
Again, I mean, that's the reason.
You got into it. You took the risk.
Yeah.
Getting into it. At least now you're into it.
My financial advisor, Aaron Friedman, I don't know if he works for Jenny Montgomery Scott. So I don't know if he listens to my podcast or not, but he's the one who told me, like, bro, don't buy it. It's too volatile. It's too volatile. You don't know what's going to happen. It could be up one day crazy, and then the next day it's just boom, it's gone. And he's like, the government could come in and shut it down. But I'm surprised the government hasn't.
Me too. Just Bitcoin in general, I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, because they were saying, so I was listening to Robert Kiyosaki. We were talking about this, the guy who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Mm-hmm. I never read the book, by the way, which is so crazy. Yeah, but I know a lot about the guy. So he was saying, like, they were having like a little conference call in person. They were talking about Bitcoin and everything. They were like, well, his friend, not Robert's guy, the one of his guests he had on, he said, the guy, some guy he had like a discussion with, he was, his argument to saying why Bitcoin won't work was the same argument why Bitcoin will work. He was saying no one's going to use it unless you're like a criminal. And then it was like, well, you just answered your own question because criminals are going to be the ones to use it. I was like, yo, that's actually brilliant. I didn't even think about that. That's what it is. I'm like, so you would think the government would shut that down based on criminal activity using funds and trading money that way as opposed to like regular cash or something. So I would think they would try to like stop it, but it seems like they can't. They can't stop the blockchain.
It's crazy.
They can't stop us.
You have Bitcoin right now?
Yeah. I spent like,
you got a coin?
Not yet. Yo, watch. Catch me next week. Check in next week. I'm gonna have a big bag like this. I got two coins. I spent like I think it was like $5,000. Yeah, I spent $5,000, and then now it's at like 8.5 or some shit.
Yeah.
So I'm chilling. That was like a month ago or some shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm saying my boy. Shout out him. Shout out my boy. He's been telling me since 11K. He's like, yo, get your dummy ass. Go get up. Do whatever you got to do. Buy it. What are you doing? Finally did it. He's up. He bought it.
I would imagine.
My brother bought. He bought in until very early.
You know who was up?
He's smart.
You know who was up? Yeah. Cleve.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. What? He bought
my brother. Book? Like, years ago when it like just came out. Because criminal activity.
Oh, he was doing it for those purposes. He wasn't investing. He was
so mans, was up. Mans had coins and was just giving them away.
They didn't even know what they were worth.
Damn, I feel for you right now.
That hurts.
Yeah,
kind of really hurts. But I mean, oh my God. I wonder how many people bought back in
easy
March.
Come, easy go, I guess.
March it was like 3,800. Because
that's when it went down, right? It was still like low.
Like it hit the tank. Like literally, yeah.
I thought it was done.
Yeah, I felt so bad. I was like, look, it's dying.
Yeah.
The reason I never wanted to get into Bitcoin, at least on a personal aspect, was more so I just never understood how this can replace money. And I just feel like at some point the governments will step in like, all right, guys, we got to
What is money?
But that's a great question.
What is money?
I would love someone to explain. Like, we had this the conversation earlier. Like, I would love someone to explain to me how, like, U.S. is, I watch the news, we have $10 trillion in debt to China. But yet China is still loaning us money. Like, when is China ever getting this money back? Is money really real if we just keep lending with no intention of paying back?
Yeah.
Like, global warming is happening. They're still giving us loans. So it was like, what is
money? Well, I did hear, like, China, like, from what I understand, like, China's doing things like, say with Jamaica, there's like a lot of Chinese coming in and buying up land, but it was, I was told this, it's like, that's the way they pay them back. They gave them like land or the opportunity to do stuff, and that was like their repayment. But now they own X amount of land, and they're coming in and just kind of just taking over everything and kind of like kicking everybody else out for their work. So they're bringing in their guys, they're paying their guys, the people who are native to the land are kind of getting like pushed out.
Jeez, yeah.
That's kind of scary.
I've heard about the real estate in Manhattan, like supposedly all like the real estate, all the empty buildings in Manhattan are all bought up by Chinese people and they just remain empty.
That's trillions and trillions of dollars right there.
Yeah. America owes them, right?
Yeah.
But they come here
buying our shit.
I think it's never like we're granted
for the low.
Because they're manipulating their economy. They manipulate their own currency. And they're so on top of it. Like, we sound like I'm an idiot compared to whatever they're doing over there. They're manipulating that shit so crazy. And then they're going to be able to get all this bread, all these loans over there, bring in here, buy shit cash. That's why a lot of people buying shit cash out here. Cash is king. And they're getting it from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's scary. But that's what I was saying. What is cat? Like, what is money? Fact. Like, we're saying...
Yeah.
Because we walk around with plastic all day, and that's how we make transactions. Like, I actually used cash today, and it felt good. I was like, wow, this is so weird to use cash right now.
Someone asked me, like, yo, do you have $100 on you? I just thought about, like, damn, like, when was the last time I had cash on me? Especially in the pandemic, too. It's like, I work from home. Like, when's the last time I really had cash in my hand? Like, everything is card on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm like,
so that's crypto.
Crazy. I'm like, that's kind of crazy. Like, I don't
even. It's like, what is crypto? It's like, Is it not kind of the same thing? I mean, you got to use U.S. currency to buy it or another currency.
I just don't understand how crypto could...
take over?
No, not necessarily. Could either one take over or just live aside like real like dollars and still work. I just feel at some point one is gonna take over and one is gonna be lacking. And if there's the dollars, because of the dollars, the government could tax, they could track, like they could kind of control that.
Yeah.
With Bitcoin, the government can't control that. So I feel
they can't
like,
do anything.
Yeah, so I feel like if Bitcoin, it is beautiful, but I just feel if it takes over, the government's not for that. Like if people really, if the conspiracy theorists really think the government's out for us now, like wait till Bitcoin is out there. Like they're gonna want to take control. Yeah. I just kind of see, I want Bitcoin to happen because it is right, like unregulated.
I love it.
I have a concept that I think a lot of people disagree with because I obviously grew up not rich. Kind of, mm-hmm. I would say we kind of grew up a little, I don't want to say poor, like, but oh, we didn't have anything.
Right, yeah.
But, right. You know,
lacking a little
parents
little,
did what they had to do to struggle, sell whatever struggle. To get by. So I look at taxes like, well, we should pay tax. We should pay something to do something for the community, right? Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. the idea behind okay. taxes.
Yes.
Not to go pay taxes to line someone else's pockets. It's supposed to be used and get sprinkled back into the community, yes. into the government, whatever. Okay, I understand that. But then it's like it takes away the incentive to make more money when you raise the tax brackets on people who are just getting over that bubble, that hump. Like if you just make six figures or you're just breaking the half million mark, and it's like, well, if you're going to take 40% of it, then it's like, what is the point for me to work this hard to try to get to that next tier if you're going to, you know, you can say like, oh, well, try to make even more so that you don't even feel that. But it's like, damn, you put in so much more hours to get there and you finally get there and it's like you don't even get to enjoy. Like, I know it's going to come off like, oh, well, people are probably going to say, oh, you're a Trump supporter. That's not.
We gotta like go that far left.
Quick. Yeah, but that's how people are on the internet, bro. Yeah. It's so crazy. Oh, you're definitely a Trump supporter. But it's like I don't support anyone. I just want something that's gonna be beneficial to me. That's all I care about. And my family, my immediate circle. Like that's what I care about. The same way people care about their immediate. But like, why don't you care about the masses? I'm like. This could go so left field.
It can.
You can start saying, well, this person doesn't work and that person won't work. They refuse to work. They rather live off the government because they don't have to work. So it's like, what's the incentive for them to make any? It's just so many angles that people don't understand because if they never grew up like us, they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it. So it's like, I know people who are okay with doing that. Like, yeah, I'm going to chill. I'm going to be a DSS. It's no problem. I'm good. As long as I'm getting my little check every week or month, I'm good. So I know people who are like that. So for me, it's like, damn, I don't know how we got the taxes, but whatever. So you're paying the money on the taxes, and it's like, you hit that first half a million, and you're just like, damn. And that's not even like real.
You take away
40%.
Technically, but I mean, how much
you don't home? Actually take home. And it's so crazy.
It's hard, but
crazy.
Did you see the episode, I'm Athlete,
Crowder, about
when he also how he felt about it. Yes, he makes more, but because he makes more, he looks at it, he has an obligation to give back more, and more so I guess like taxes kind of not necessarily his give back, but he understands it that because he's more comfortable, he like yes they're taking away from him, but at the end of the day he's still living comfortable. Like 400,000, you take away 40%. I understand it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's definitely a lot. But at the end of the day, is that person still gonna live?
Well, are we talking LeBron comfortable? Or are we talking
400K? You're not living.
That's what I'm saying. Are we talking 400 comfortable?
But what I'm trying to say, okay, let's just say you make 250 million a year, and they take
250 million a year.
Yeah, and they take 40%.
You're chilling.
And they take 40% of that.
You're chilling.
Like, you're still good.
Yeah, you're chilling.
But even with 400K, the lifestyle of someone who's making 400K is not that far off from when you getting 240K. I don't think it's really
is.
I think lifestyle maybe jump from a few millions, but I feel from like 200K
to like
500K. So from 200K.
You're right there on your phone. Do the math. 40% on both those numbers.
Please.
What, 200K?
On the 400 and the 250. I'm saying you take 40% from both.
Basically 50.
You're telling me half.
So yeah, you're telling me half.
Also, from 250, you walk away.
But that's what I'm saying. You're saying
you walk away with 100K.
Bro, that's a big
nothing
difference.
It's nothing.
And living in New York, you're telling me that's not a big difference in lifestyle? That's
you're
a big
killing
difference.
Me. You're killing me.
You tell me if you got kids, that's not a big difference in your lifestyle? What was that? So you gotta compare.
You
it has
have
to be
one
relative.
Less kid then. I'm gonna have one less kid.
I'm gonna say that. Yes, it is. Oh, but at the end of the day, you're still comfortable.
You're saying. I think what you're saying is from because we grew up like that, and we're like, well, we lived comfortable and we were good, so we can make it work. So it's like when you get there, it's like, well, do you really need all that? When you think about it like that, you could rationalize it. But yeah, I don't really need all that.
My thing is I understand. I think the bigger issue here is not necessarily the taxes. I get the point of the taxes.
And I do too.
And I support the point of the tax. I think the bigger issue here is these taxes that they're taking, but actually not seeing nothing with it.
Yeah. Like New York, like the bridge.
And that bridge. Think that's more so
what we... I still owe a lot of bread.
I think more so that's what we need to address is more so... Not even did you... y'all have all these tax money, like police... Like the cops are still horrible out here. They're not getting fixed. Potholes in New York is fucking horrible. Everyone knows that.
I damaged my car
like,
today.
All these, we're still paying for goddamn... easy pass tolls. Like, what are all these tax money going to? Schools in the city system are not the best.
The Verrazano Bridge is still not done.
School systems are not the best in the city, but yet the taxes are so high. So it's like more so, I think that's more the angle. Like, okay, you're taking all this money away from me, but where is it fucking going?
Of course.
And I'm not in that tax bracket yet, but the people in that tax bracket, maybe if you feel like you saw your money doing good and you feel like you'll feel better about that, more so like, if you dash like, Every pothole in Long Island was. I don't know.
I gotta go on. Instead of having a government tax me 40%, why not me fill out the tax return the real right way? Not me personally, but you know, me and my accountant finesse it where I feel proper. You know what I'm saying? It's not tax evasion, it's tax avoidance.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right?
But that's
legal. And then the amount of money that I would have saved by, you know, the money that I'm keeping, I'm going to have to employ other people, my family, my friends, that the people that I can, you know, have them eat and do whatever that they need to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, as opposed to just going to some pothole that's not being fixed, going to some corrupt ass, whatever.
Yeah,
it is,
and I agree.
You know?
I feel like...
It's annoying. Or allow us to choose where we want to put the money to. Oh, well, like, yeah, if I want to donate to a school.
If we could vote on that?
That would be dope. That would be pretty... But then the scary thing about... Cause I don't ever, you donate places, you'd be like, where's the money going?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and it's just, I feel like we have to figure, there has to be some kind of transparent way. Like, it's like a process where you see where your money, like we have to figure that out. Cause
we're asking for a dream though. That's never going to happen.
It's
like what they say, absolute power absolutely corrupts, you know, so
yeah,
you get into a position where you control all that money, that portion of funds from everybody in the town. Property taxes in Long Island.
Yeah.
Why are our property taxes so expensive in Roosevelt, in Hempstead School District? Why are we paying a village school tax and we're paying a Hempstead tax for Nassau County? It's absurd. Crazy. It's robbery. And then you wonder why there's so many boarded up homes, and guess who lives there? Minorities.
Yeah.
Black and Hispanic people. And that stuff bothers me because it's like you can never expect these guys to get ahead who make the very bare minimum more on EBT cards, paying $22,000 a year in taxes in Hempstead. Hempstead.
And sometimes I even question how people are doing it.
Is that Jericho High School? Is that Syosset? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I question how sometimes like some of my friends, like I know what their parents do for, and I just question like, how are y'all making this work? Like, you guys are like fucking amazing. Because this is just like, how are you guys affording? And it's like, I know your kids in high school, like they weren't really like starving, like they had clothes, like they were regular kids. But I just, and I respect to the parents who made it happen. Like even my parents, we had our differences, but they definitely made it work. Like I wasn't rich, I wasn't most comfortable, but they held it down.
It's tough, man. And I agree. I do think we should pay taxes. I just think you get to a point, like even Canada. I think Canada, I forget the threshold. I don't know these laws exactly because I was talking to Elias Theodoro, who's a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the UFC. We fought in the same card a couple of times, excuse me. And we're talking about the healthcare system, how we suck and they're degraded. He wasn't shitting on us, but he was just saying, like, I don't understand your country. Like, how do you guys live this way? He was like, you want healthcare, you move to Canada, we'll take you in. I was like, damn, that's so crazy to even think about it. But he goes, here's a downfall.
Mm.
He goes, when you make I want to say it was 100 grand, then they start to take, I think it was like 40 or 45%. I may be completely wrong. So my Canadian followers, if you guys know better than I do, you can let me know or I can look it up.
Yeah.
And he was saying, what's the incentive to work harder if they're going to tax you that much more? It's like you work hard to get past that six-figure mark, but as soon as you get past it, just a dollar.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Now you're taxed 40%.
I always look at it, you work hard enough to make that figure, you get to know the right people, there's loopholes around everything. And legal loopholes, not even like illegal. There's loopholes around everything. So I really feel like the real people who are really, like, not real, but like the millionaires who are making like 450 million, yes. Like,
they're finding loopholes. Like, okay. And they have people working for them. And
so, devil's advocate. So, do you fault Trump for when they say he doesn't pay taxes? Because there's no such thing as you're not paying taxes. You have to fucking pay taxes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'll answer that on two sides. From, like, my empathetic side and, like, from my human aspect, I would say, yes, he's wrong. Because at the end of the day, if anybody, they need to raise, like, the tax limit for when you're making that. You don't need that much money. Like, I would say, honestly, when you're making 400K, maybe it still stays at whatever it is right now. Or if you're making over, like, 100 or 200 mil, you don't need that much more. Maybe it goes to, like, 40%. And I feel like they won't even feel that.
But they have those businesses. They employ those people that, like, can have the six-figure. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to... They're doing a lot for a lot of people. They're putting all the risk out there. And I feel like it should be their opportunity whether they want to write some of it off or not. You know, they can. Like, if there's the loopholes out there,
but you can't be a president preaching.
If you put the laws in place the right way, or you could just change it.
Yeah.
You could always change it.
That's why I can never get mad at Trump, because he's taking advantage of the laws that we can
I'm not
mad at Trump if he wasn't running for presidency. Like, as a businessman who's doing that, I completely understand. At the end, like, the point of business is to maximize profit.
Yeah. Yes.
So any businessman who's trying to maximize profit, I can't knock you for that. So as the leader of the country, I feel like now we're looking for you to move in a straight path. If he didn't do that at that point, he should have just came out. But for him to attack other people...
What's not straight about the path if it's all legal?
But realistically...
Other people doing it. Like, the people that are paying the politicians to put the law in place are doing it. They're telling them. He's like...
It's all obvious.
In business, do you think there's a moral code?
In moral ethics?
Yeah.
Technically, yes, but I
kind of feel also in business there really isn't.
Are you asking Tommy or are you asking Ghost?
Presidency?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to be the president, I feel like you have a moral obligation. And that's why I don't have an issue, but that's my thing with Trump. When you became president, like, yes, you're a businessman. I understand it. And most humans would get it. Like, bro, I was trying to make money. I didn't know I was going to be president. But once you become president, I have a moral obligation. Like, and I just know he should have made it clear. Like, listen, yeah, I did do that stuff, blah, blah. But I mean, I paid taxes last year or whatever. Like, I'm in the office now.
But he wasn't
I hear what you're saying,
but at the same time, it sounds like you're agreeing, but not agreeing at the same time.
I'm agreeing more so on the businessman aspect. Like, the people who do it to business, the point of me getting a business to maximize profit.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and say, bro, you're wrong for trying to maximize profit.
But if it's legal, right, within the confines of the law, then what's the issue?
There are a lot of things that are legal, but are not morally. They're not moral. They're not nice. Like, it's not illegal to cheat, but is cheating nice? Is cheating a good thing to do?
But that's technically wrong by the concept of religions and stuff like that.
But you don't need to be religious, because there are a lot of atheists, and if you cheat, you're still wrong.
But if you date someone who has the same beliefs as you, then you're okay. Then you're not wrong. You're not wrong if you date someone with the same beliefs, right?
No, of course.
All right, so then that's what I'm saying. So it's like based on your beliefs. So if he's going by the book of what the laws of the Constitution are and what's in place for business practices, I can't see how anyone could be mad at him, even as a businessman.
As a businessman, when he becomes
a president, are you saying he should not have any more businesses?
I say his businesses should not be doing that or anything illegal. Like,
I keep saying legal. I think people have a hard time separating the two. Yeah, because it's like, point it, no homo. Gotcha. I like my LGBT guys. My LGBT community.
Yeah, you just threw me off.
I said no homo, so I was like...
No, you said I like my LGBT guys. I thought you was calling me one of them. Edit that out, please.
I don't need that. That'd be funny. But I was just saying, I think a lot of people have a hard time separating the two, because Trump has such a personality and persona that pisses people off. Because he used anger to get to power. He angered the people who felt like it didn't matter from the white side. That weren't voting, they all came to power. Yeah, build that fucking wall, blah blah blah, and then they all voted for him.
Agreed.
They all voted for him.
Like, back, I'm not bad. I kind of got lost, but not back to my original thought. I feel like yes, there's things that are legal. What Trump did is not illegal, so that's why I'm not like saying he's wrong or he's bad. But I just think when you become president, you have a moral obligation to the people of America.
Yes.
Yes, it's illegal. But that should be not, that's not the way a moral business is orchestrated, by taking those loopholes.
So question. So would you be able to sleep at night if you did the same thing? Like, would you, like, because I would feel fine.
I think, realistically, I would feel, I'm not president.
No, not that part. No, my stuff. I'm saying, like, if you have written everything off, it's literally tax avoidance. Like, it's not illegal.
No, I would feel nothing about it is illegal.
So I would feel like, damn, this is legal? Okay, cool.
So to add to that, so I'm saying now you're that guy, but now you're running for president, you become president. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you do with your businesses? Do you...
I just legitimately...
Do you fold them?
I'm not going to fold them, but I'm just going to at least put that memo out there. We're doing everything by the book. When I start running,
But he...
But I mean, by the book... You guys have to know what I'm talking about. Yes, there's by the book, but there's also, like... There's a Fortune 500 company, I'm sure, that's morally by the book. Like, yes, they can take loopholes, but because you're just... Like, maybe it's Christian religion-based, whatever kind of faith-based it is.
Okay.
They just choose...
So what about the church?
I'm going to go the right way.
What about the churches?
That's a whole other conversation.
Their taxes are really lenient.
That's a whole other conversation.
I think some of them don't even pay taxes. Some churches don't pay taxes.
That's a whole other...
So we're talking about moral compass. It's like, what are we talking about?
And I mean, I'm not even gonna.
But like I said, that's a whole other. I'm not saying churches, but let's.
What I'm saying is, him transitioning to that position of power, what do you think he should have done? For, I know you're gonna say the moral compass, but I'm saying if everything was by the book, then what do you think as a president he should do to make people feel comfortable?
No more shortcuts. And I just feel, there's a lot of things that's by the book, but you're not supposed to do it. Like, I mean, it's legal, but you're not really supposed to do it. It's not illegal. Like, there's you can define the line. Like, you can
toe the line. You can toe the line.
Yeah, and it's not illegal.
So what's
it's
the problem?
Not, it's not.
Like, if you're saving 100, like my thing.
Okay, the recession, my fault.
Yeah.
Recession we just had. Yeah. Like, it was based on a lot of mortgage bankers, right? Basically writing up mortgages wrong.
Like, just terrible mortgages.
Just terrible products.
That was crazy.
But my thing is, like, that's not, it wasn't really illegal, but it was that morally right?
Well,
and that's I'll say it was illegal.
Those some parts were definitely illegal. They did go to jail.
Not all of them. Yeah, but that's some parts of it.
There are some parts
of it is illegal. And there's some parts that you, I don't know how they do. I watched some documentary, but some parts of it were actually illegal.
Yeah, but that's what we're saying. Some people got put out to dry for it.
Yeah, but is that right?
But that's, no, it's not right. Clearly, it's not right. That's why they went to jail. But I'm saying,
that's my thing with Trump. Like, yes, he was doing it the right way, and he wasn't doing nothing illegal, which I don't fault him. But once you make that transition, say, I'm going to run for president, now I'm not just out here to just maximize profits for myself.
I know you keep saying that part, but that's the part I'm hung up on, because I'm trying to figure out what are you saying? Because if you're saying it was legal, if you're agreeing that it was legal, and he now became president, then what should he change? If he still has it, because look, okay, he's only president for 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. If you get elected, okay, whatever. But he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So... should he have folded all his businesses?
He should have folded. But that's what I'm asking you.
My thing is, like, what would you have done if you were him?
All right, so once you know you're running for presidency, and I feel like he knew what, if you're running 4 years, you have primary. So what, he probably had six to seven years?
He won the race for the Republican Party.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's like, what, 2 years prior to the presidency?
He's been talking about it for decades.
So I'm gonna whenever he got serious and started taking funding for presidency, at that point
allegedly he didn't take any funding because he had his own money. That's what he said.
When he made up his mind, I'm doing it. I'm running for president. Let's go.
At least that's what he said. Yeah. I don't know if how true that is because I find that, like, why would you do that if you could just take a... But then when you take other people's money, now you owe me a favor, my guy.
That's the whole law to be passed.
But hey. He took people's... I don't want to put that out. I don't know. I really don't know if he did something.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's stuff that you could look up, you know.
Isn't that public? Isn't it public? Some of that stuff is public knowledge.
It's like, how do you know how much money someone gives you?
He took money.
Between the politicians, they'll be like, I know you took this much from this person. Because you can see who...
He took money.
You know, the big pharmaceutical companies who are giving the money to.
There was like a big backlash, like some of the cereal companies.
Robert Kraft, Chicken-fil-A, they all did it.
Oh, yeah, And then people tried to boycott them.
Yeah,
and now everyone's back eating Chicken-fil-A.
Yeah, you're not going to give it up.
How long did that last? But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, him to go to president, and it's like, well, what?
You don't think
what
you have a moral, like, now you're not serving yourself. And
all right.
Now, as a businessman,
moral compass.
As a business,
when has a president had a moral compass, though?
My thing is, as a businessman, my job is maximize profit. Yes. As a president, or just serving, being in government.
Ideally.
It's more so, I serve the masses. I serve the people. It's not about maximizing profit. Yes. So my thing is, I'm not going to say you can't go from a business to politics. Yes. But if you are going to do that, I do feel you should. Well, I was business. I was maximized profit. Now I'm here. So if you can still have your businesses, but just more so, I'm not here to max. I'm not here to take losses in my business. Right. I'm not retarded.
Exactly.
But at the same time,
Hey, we don't use the R word here.
Sorry. Times have changed, man. Times have changed.
R.I.P.
A lot of things I can't say. I'm sorry.
There's a couple words that had to just, you know.
Sheesh. If I don't say it, I know I'm going to get
into
I apologize. My boss tells me, my ex-boss used to tell me that all the time. Like,
this is how we talk.
I use the word. Yeah, I grew up on
that. I had to legit, like.
And she was just looking at me like, you cannot use that word anymore. You cannot use that word.
It's so crazy. You can't use anything.
Shout out to Christina.
You can't even say, yo, that's mad gay. Like, even if it's not gay at all. If it can do nothing with sex at all. Nothing about your sexuality. It's just like, yo, that was gay.
Bro.
And it's just like, yo, that was corny. That was whack. It wasn't like,
deadass, like
nothing about your sexuality.
It's kind of funny, like, majority of my life, when me using the word fag was never to describe a gay person.
Now, whenever I just say that, it was for that. I never knew what it meant,
but more so, like, I never really encountered gay people like that. Or if I thought you was, I never really called a nigga gay, whatever. So, I mean, I said faggot for the most part, was joking. Like, I'm not gonna use fag when I'm really mad. If I'm really mad, I'm gonna use fuck bitch. Like, those are my two words, like, fuck bitch, everything. But faggot, like, I've never used that to describe
sexuality?
An actual gay person. Yeah. You're going, like, you fucking, like, yeah. Joking around, you faggot.
Well, people are saying, like, you're using their sexuality as an insult. I don't make the rules here. This is just what people get. Oh, you're using this as a way. It's like, what? Why you have to say
that? Call a gay man straight. I would not get offended.
Yeah, so if I call you straight,
I would not get
offended. Freaking heterosexual. It's just like, well, that's not an insult.
I understand they go through a lot. You just sometimes they go through a lot. I definitely don't.
They're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah, I definitely don't understand they go through a lot. I can't imagine what they go through, but it's not even no but. Sorry, I do.
I was just saying, like, I don't think any president has had a moral compass. Yes. Even, like, forgive me for this, because I know people are super supportive of this man. I love him too, Barack Obama. But he deported so much people. Oh, but because he was such a good face in public, well-spoken, and you know something? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do this, and we're going to pull together. Two terms.
He also did a lot of good.
But that's my point.
I mean, for even just immigration.
Yeah,
Trump reversed a lot of things that he did.
That's what people
good
I, see. That,
no, I actually, actually researched
I
that.
So I would I
actually,
never speak.
I actually researched that.
Yeah, that part.
And I can speak. I don't know detail for detail, but I do. Okay. Know, like the I don't want to speak because a lot of people on camera, so I'm gonna just keep the names to myself. If I look stupid, but I do know
they will attack it.
Yeah, I do know
all the tags.
I do know Obama did some things for immigration.
His Instagram
that
is.
Trump redid, and that's whole like the whole DACA, the whole immigration thing. Right. Things that will happen.
See,
but I'm not trying. But my thing is, with every presidency, it's good and bad. So I feel like Trump definitely did a lot of bad. Trump did good.
Hillary
too.
Was almost our president.
Trump did good.
She killed people.
Do you know about the death
count? I don't know people say that, because my thing, when you say when you kill people,
you
put that response. I don't. Maybe they did orders, but until you killed an actual person, I can't.
So if I say detonated and I hang up the phone. Who killed those people?
The person who detonated. If they know better, and they
know, if the person
you're not supposed to listen to orders.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure there are people who were told orders, killed that person.
You went AWOL.
And they're like,
you just went AWOL.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure there are people in jail for that. My thing is getting that.
You just got waterboarded.
Bro, I go back to your moral comp. Like, what
you just got
you,
waterboarded.
What do you stand on?
How do you feel? How do you feel for the rest of your life? You're waterboarded in some basement somewhere.
Honestly, I'm gonna hate my life, but I'm gonna be happy with myself. I stood for something.
I respect that.
And I, like, moral compass. Like, you got to stand for something.
A lot of people, because they pledge and they die for what they believe in, which is the country, they do what they're told.
But I still feel that a lot of
even if they feel it's wrong, because guess what? You don't know the greater good from your decisions that you're making. That's pretty much the line that's told to everybody. It's fed to everybody.
I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people who are told, like, even military, who are told what to do about it. The media's not going to cover that.
Of course not.
They're going to shove them under a rock. So I don't want to, like, talk
about, not.
Like, make sure, like, those people don't exist. I'm pretty sure they're out there, and I'm pretty sure most of them, you have some fans that are just like that, like, they were told to do something, like, I'm not doing that, and yeah. they walked away. And I just feel you have to have a moral.
I don't think you just walk away. What no. position
might,
are we talking
about? Thing, you
what
might not walk, you just might walk away. Away. You yeah, might walk away with repercussions. You like you might have to go to gym.
You
like,
could die.
Some police. I've read about some police officers since the whole BLM stuff happened. Like they really just walked away from their job. That's what I mean. Like that has to be hard for them.
Well, see,
that has to be hard for them.
That's more
away.
Realistic that, than someone in the army just walking away.
I feel like I've heard a story. Someone was told to do something, or I've read a story and they didn't do it. Yes, they probably ended, and I think they went to jail. But you can fight. I don't know the detail.
But that's
but
what I'm saying.
Has to
it's
be
like
somebody.
The, it's like
there has to be somebody.
But it's like for you gonna go that to that great extent. To you, I'm just saying. I agree with you. The moral compass should hold the higher ground. But in this day and age, it's like to find that and to go against the grain. It's almost like the guy who went to jail. It probably would have been so much easier for him to take the plea. But instead, he went to jail, served 9 years. And then became a lawyer in jail, which is unprecedented. And then the guy, Isaac Wright from 50 Cent, For Life. I was on the episode, 2 episodes, by the way. Check that out. First season, season one. I think season, episode 5 and 6. Check that out. I don't get paid for anything, but you can check me out when I'm in handcuffs. Get on me. But he defied the odds. But it's like, yo, he gave up 9 years of his life. He missed his entire childhood of his daughter. So it's like...
But yeah, but like I said, it is. There's not a lot of people like that, but I respect the few that.
I respect, but I was like, am I
like that?
Gonna give up my 9 years? Am I gonna risk getting waterboarded? Or I'm not saying this. These are all myths.
Myths, yeah, of course.
But
yeah,
am I gonna risk something bad happening to me because I didn't do what I pledged to do, what I swore
but now some
into
people, like,
oath?
Just how you just said, they tell you to detonate a bomb. Like now, there's 20 kids in there. Can you live with the rest of your life? Now you have to live the rest of life. No, you.
Nah, it's fucked up.
And I think a lot of people think, oh, that's easy. Yes, I'll do it, but you don't know until you do it, and it's just like,
yeah, until you're in that position.
Yeah, like killing someone. I've never killed anyone, but killing someone, I don't think that
PTSD is real, man.
Yeah, I don't think that's something.
But you don't make that up. Yeah, you know, people who have trauma from killing people,
and they're doing things they have to do
because they want to get out of there alive. They want to get back to their family and their friends.
I feel like it's one thing to kill one person, but to kill like massive people and to know it was because you pressed the button, that's a lot. Like,
yeah.
I can't.
I'm saying she's still the head one in charge for that.
But my thing is, people, everyone has a brain. You should be able to think for yourself. I know how society is shaped and built, and we have to follow orders, but.
Sometimes that's like the teacher following the rules from the principal, and they don't agree with the rules of the principal. But then you can't tell the teacher,
but that's not,
I don't like your rules. They're going to say, go take it out with the principal.
That's
it's
not,
like,
that's not
you got to follow the chain of the commands.
That's not going to kill someone. And that's
no,
why
of course
I can say
not. I'm just saying that's how chain of commands for a reason.
At some point, I mean, people tell you to do things that you don't want to do. And
especially
you have to do it, especially in work.
Superiors like, go pick that up. All right, fine.
I've been told a lot of things I don't want to do.
Damn.
And I do it. But I'm talking about like when it comes to like life and death, like something that massive. I feel like no, bro. Like my boss would never, no one would ever be able to tell me to kill someone for their benefit. Like,
Like, but
it's for the benefit of the country. For the millions.
Well, you come
don't
from
you
millions.
Know you kill
well,
you him.
Come, or you come
to you're millions. Saving you're saving lives.
Listen,
totally.
You're a hero.
It's kind of...
Wait, you didn't buy into the program.
Maybe people are brainwashed.
We got to brainwash them.
That's scary.
I must have missed a meeting this morning.
That's scary.
But you see, when you put in perspective, like,
that's
how
a real conversation somewhere.
Now, if I came in front, once you're in it, because like you said, you go through training, so you probably are thinking different. Like,
it's like a frat.
And it's so funny. Oh my, I have friends, police officer friends. Fuck with them OD.
But some of the stuff that they do.
It's not what they do, bro. Like when I say every little incident that happens, you know who they're behind? The cops. They're fucking black.
Yeah.
And they're always behind the cops. Like, bro, you don't know what happened. You don't know the detail. You don't know what we got to go through. And it's just so funny. It's like, damn, I know you. Like outside your job, you're nothing like this.
Yeah.
But it's just so crazy. I guess the training and you just always being around that.
And they probably get exiled or put in bad districts to work for the rest of the
year. I guess you just have to.
Miserable days as a cop.
You're known as that guy.
Well, but I'm not saying being a cop is miserable. I'm just saying for their days, it's probably just to be miserable because they got demoted into a bad area if you don't hit your quota. There's so many things that go on behind closed doors that people don't know. And that's why cops get a lot of bad rap.
Let me ask you,
it's tough.
How would y'all deal with that? More so like, how do y'all feel about that? I don't know how y'all do that.
Yeah, if
your friend, he's a cop, and he's a good dude, like, never had an issue, solid dude, like, has good morals.
Yeah.
But then this, like, incidents happen, like, bro, how do you stand behind that cop? And they're just like, sheesh, like, are we Like, how do y'all deal with that? How would y'all deal with that?
I don't know. I would only know if I was put in that situation, and I do know cops, but I don't know any of them that would, like, outright, and at least I didn't see it, like, them saying, like, I support this. And don't get me wrong, I'm not, like, one of those guys who's against the guys in blue.
I'm not neither. Yeah. Just wrong is wrong.
I just think, exactly. What's wrong is wrong. How is that such a hard thing? Like, when do we get so divided? Why? Like, I don't understand.
It's not attack on cops. It's just
the guy has his knee on a guy's neck for X amount of minutes, and you're telling me that's okay? If that was your kid, you'd have been in arms.
And that's like, why I want to ask every single cop, like, how do you, every single person who, like, doesn't understand the outrage. If that was your child or your niece, your nephew.
Oh, he was a bad guy. He was a drug addict.
If that was your niece, nephew, like, just someone in your family, how would you feel? More so, you don't even know nothing about him yet. Like, come on, bro. We're human.
Yeah, and he wasn't being hostile. I can't say if he was a hostile guy, like, at that moment you had to detain him.
I don't care what you did.
All right. I can understand, but then it gets to a point where it's like, yo, bro, the guy's saying he can't breathe. Hey, let me take it from here. Like, you restrain the guy. Like, yeah, maybe relax. sit on his back.
And my thing is, there's so many other ways. Like, yeah. It's three of y'all.
He's handcuffed.
Yeah, if all three of you guys, you just lay on your knees and just put your hand on him, like, you don't have to get on his neck.
It's just so stupid. But like you said, it's right and wrong. It's like to know, and that guy had a bad rap sheet. And it's like, if I'm a cop, if I'm joining the forces and I gotta do messed up things like pull people over, try to profile them because they might be doing something wrong, I'm not about it. I'd rather take my licks and say, like, I'm not gonna hit my quota. If you wanna demote me, put me in the worst neighborhood, you know what? I'm just gonna have to, this is what I signed up for. I guess I would have to be the difference maker. Like, you know what? I'll go ahead and try to make a difference.
Again, like, to play the advocate, like, there's people who probably don't want to.
They don't want to do it because they're risking their lives.
I don't want to become a cop. But bro, to some people, it's really a paycheck. And can I really fault them for that?
That's creative.
So that's the guy that's protecting our streets. Can you fault him for that?
Yeah.
So he's protecting your kids at night. Who's going home to his friend's house and walking home with a hoodie on. You can't fault that cop for that who's just doing it for a paycheck and not getting properly trained. That's crazy.
Someone doing it for a paycheck and being properly trained has nothing to do. My thing is more, I would never forget this incident. I don't know if this is Long Island. It was one of when we went out to a party. It was in Westbury. It was by a railroad. And it was right by a firehouse, inside, jam-packed. Next thing you know, you had shots. Everybody was outside. The party was over. You had shots.
Might need to pull up again. It's tucking, it's folding underneath itself. Good? No. You're going to have to, there it is.
Boom. Yeah.
There you go.
So everyone was running. I mean, we let out, everyone goes outside, let out shots. And I'm kind of like, I'm kind of in the background. I'm on the other side of the street just like watching, and I just see floods of people running. Like, it's kind of running. And it's kind of funny. I feel like everything is slowed down. And I just saw cops, the only people running towards the action with the guns. And I can't find that day. That's what I say. I got the respect for cops. That day, we're like, I respect cops.
Yeah.
Because you see every single, like, every tough guy, every thug, you saw them running, booking it. But you see cops full speed. And I'm like, bro, that takes bravery.
My gosh.
100%.
That takes bravery. I don't, like, and that's a job. Like,
that's your job.
I could really sit there and put my gun out, like, oh, I didn't hear that. I'm staying here. But it was an Asian cop and a black cop, both, like, running. And to that day, I respect cops. I say that to say this more so, to some of them, it's still a job. Like, and I can't fault them for that. Like, it's just, like, I'm not trying to say, but just because you see it as a job doesn't mean you're bad at your job.
You're a civilian servant, though, bro. That's the position of the profile.
You could be the best police officer and still look at it as just a job.
That's just like the president. You could look at the president and say it's just a job.
But it is a job. The presidency is a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you're saying it's just a job. So if you're okay with the guys who are saying I could be a cop and it's just a job, then you should be okay with the president saying it's just a job. They're both protecting and representing people because it's public service.
But my thing is, I am okay with the presidency is a job, but his job is to represent the public. And the police job is to protect. I'm not for cops who don't serve and protect, who are scared. All I'm just saying is the cops who are just saying, yo, this is just, it's just a job. I didn't grow up wanting to be a police officer. My father wasn't a police officer. Like, this is not like a family thing. This is a job.
Yeah.
My thing is, I'm here, I want to stand up for those people because I feel like my frat brothers is filled with police.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to speak for them. Like, I'm not speaking for them. But I would imagine some of them, it's just a job. They're very good at their job. They care about the job, but it's not like a passion.
Yeah, there's like, a lot of people like that.
Your job is a passion.
Yeah, but a lot of people doing work that they don't really like to do, they're just doing it just to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying this is one of those jobs
that could
be the difference between your kid walking home at night and being profiled, and it could be one little stupid mix-up, and that could cost your kid his life because he's just doing it because it's just a job, not because he truly cares or he's super intent on making sure he's doing his job the right way. I think that's where the problem lies.
So now you feel
I think it kind of goes hand in hand.
Every police officer should purposely